You ever call them, would you call them a donut?
Donut.
You just call them donut.
Donut.
What do you call a similar pastry, also with a hole in the middle, made with yeast? Something just like a donut, but it's made with yeast.
But now, my grandmother used to make this. She used to call them sweet cakes.
Sweet cakes.
With a hole in it, sort of that way. Make the ginger cakes, sweet cakes.
What do you call round flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet, eaten with syrup?
Yeah. A lot of people crazy about a beaver breakfast.
Yeah.
I never give up.
What do I mean? Well, all kinds of things. I can think of three or four things you call them. They got about 7 or 8 of them listed down here. Batter cakes.
Batter cakes. That's what I think. Batter cakes.
Yeah. What do you call meat from the side of a hog? Smeated but not smoked.
Meat inside.
No, meat from the side of the hog. Slated but not pitched.
Oh, that's side meat.
Side. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog tail, the hog's head and so forth?
We always call that pressed meat. What is
pressed meat?
But my mother used to make that pressed meat, you know, take all that and chip it up, cook it, press it, you know. Called it pressed meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Middle of which?
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry, what would you call that?
You know, call that seed.
Seed? See, some people call it a pit.
A pit?
Like what do you call the center of a peach?
Seed.
Seed. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
You mean meat out of center?
Yeah, but the fruit, the peach itself, sticks to the seed. Two different kinds of peaches. Some of them sticks to the seed, some of them
don't. Oh, they're clear seed and they're pressed.
What now?
Clear seed and a pressed peach.
I see.
Now, a clear seed peach don't stick to the skin, to the seed, but a pressed peach sticks to the seed.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
Pressed peach.
You knew more about it than I did, I'll tell you. What do you call beans eaten in the pods? You know, if you just have beans with the pods too, what would you call them?
Beans with the pods. That would help.
Well, what do you call large, flat, yellowish beans that aren't in the pods? Eat them.
Poking beans?
I don't believe that's what I'm trying to get at. You call it, you get two different kinds of beans.
Oh know. Yeah, there are a lot of different kinds of beans.
Like what, for example?
Well, there's what we call a string bean and a bunch bean.
What's the difference between a string bean and a bunch bean?
Well, a bunch bean don't grow up that way, and a string bean runs up on a stick of bean, you know, and it runs up on a cane, such that we used to stick them. When I used to garden a whole lot, I'd stick three rows together. I'd have one row in the middle, and then I'd run me a wire down there and stick cane, get cane over the creek, you know, stick them, and all have three rows up together. Get where you come under there and pick your beans.
Listen, you're long enough, I learned how to farm.
Yeah.
I might need to someday.
Well, I ain't nothing to beat it. I'll tell you the truth, I ain't doing that. Had a quick farm.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
The top of it?
The top of it.
Well, we call that a turnip green.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Rolling head.